I don't want to say kiddushim. I think I just want to talk a little bit from my lave, you know, just to sort of maybe talk to myself, and if you listen in, you can listen in. But I have memories when I was in the mirror in Brooklyn, you know, when the Rosh Hashiva Shraga Moshe Kamenovitz used to, during Elul, he would sit in front of the Yom Kodesh with Hatim to stand. He would sit, and he would literally, for, I don't know, maybe half an hour, he would just talk to himself about what it means to have a Yom Hadin, like Rosh Baruch Hu, to fathom the idea. It's such a, it takes psyching yourself up, because it's not something that we are naturally tuned into in the world that we live in, a fast-paced world, and we're involved with activities, and we're so distracted with so many things, you know. And he would literally just cry. He would cry, you know. At the time, you know, it's easy for, you know, people my age at the time and your age now, you know, to kind of shrug your shoulders like it just doesn't relate. You know, over time, it begins to penetrate more, and you realize that even if we're not holding that madrega, but there were people who were. He was nourished from a different era. And, you know, to know that there were such Jews where Elul meant Yom HaDin is around the corner, and Rosh Hashanah meant that literally around the corner, and then Rosh Hashanah meant the din is imminent. Obviously, everything has to be with balance. You know, a person could put himself in a depression, and then that's not the avodah Rosh Hashanah either. We have to know how to balance the yira on the one hand and the simcha on the other hand. There's no full-blown expression of simcha, not days of simcha yaseira, like the Rambam writes, but there's an element of simcha, even the story that you have in Navi, that they're told to go, not to cry, we have an optimistic spirit, but all of that has to be balanced with the yira, with a certain element, to the extent that we have the ability to talk and tap into that. That's part of the Avodah Sayom. Once it was explained that the tekiah, we had this little bit in the Rebbe Lechaye here, the tekiah is rachamim, and the tshuah is din. The tshuah might symbolize the brokenness, the broken kolos, the sense of recognizing that we're frail, we're mortal, we're finite, we have things to worry about, everyone in their own way. And the tekiah is a sense of the optimism that ultimately we know we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our side, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the best for us. Even the teruah, which is the sound that's is the terror inside. The Lashon Teruah can be explained in the Lashon Reus. Teruas Melech Bo, the Ramban writes in Parshas Balak, Teruas Melech Bo, the Lashon Reus, like a friend. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking like this mean-spirited, you know, Lahavdil king that wants to get you, gotcha here, gotcha there, you know, you did something wrong. It's not a healthy approach for anybody. At the same time, there's an Omek Hadin, and the davening reflects that idea. There's a sense of accounting. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come out ahead. He wants to find Schusin. So that's really the avoda for us. Baruch Hashem, you are in your own way, your own mevakshim. I can see that in your, you know, in the way that you're applying yourself to your learning. And I'm sure it spills over in your davening and your avodas hayom, avodas Hashem in general. It's a tremendous hisoros for me to see it, and I think for others and for yourselves. And I think it's something that's very, very cherished. It's not something that we see everywhere. I think Bechal and B'nai Yeshiva, B'nai Torah, I think are more shaykh to this. The more that you can be in a minion, in a place where you feel more of that, those feelings can be sparked, whether it be Rosh Hashanah, whether it be Yom Kippur, I think that would be very, very good. Because it reinforces, I think, the natural instincts of being a mevakesh, trying to grow, to steig. But I think that's probably in essence, the Avodah Sayom of Rosh Hashanah, and obviously to spill over to continue on to Yom Kippur. To recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there for us, he's our Melech, he's our Av, Avinu Malkeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about us, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us Hashanah Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us all the abilities that we should be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, like the Rambam writes in the Masechta Teshuvah, that Yischar V'Om Hazez really means to get to Om Haba. If a person doesn't have health and wealth, parnasa, and things that allow them to focus on bigger yanim, on ruchnius, then the person gets distracted with all kinds of things, and then they lose everything. So it's a lose-lose. The goal of what we ask for in Gashmi is it shouldn't be an end in itself. The purpose of the Gashmi is not just to have a good time. It's in order to enable us to use the abilities that we have in search of something greater, something deeper. And that's really the focus. That's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're focusing on. Recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we are proud to say that we are pledging loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's an intense day, and that's exactly what it's meant to be. But we have to recognize that the intensity has to incorporate not just Yira, but also Simcha and also Ava, but everything in its right measure. And it's a shame we should all be Zolcha to a experience of Rosh Hashanah that elevates us. We should be Zolcha, all of us, to a Ksivach Simetova, all of us and our families, and call for Chai Yisrael.